Today is World Cancer Day, and the fight against the disease is both positive and negative. In the U.S., cancer deaths have dropped about a third since 1991, but worldwide, 10 million people lost their lives to the disease in 2020. This is also hitting up people that are a lot younger, in their 40s and 50s. And for more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. George A. Fisher, medical oncologist at the Stanford Cancer Center. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks.
So, why are we seeing cancer in younger people? What's behind this increase?
Well, we don't know for sure, and it varies by country. It varies by type of cancer. Certainly, we think that the obesity epidemic may be responsible for some of the cancers, in particular for gastroesophageal cancers and for colon cancers, because those have been linked to obesity and sedentary lifestyles. I think the key is obesity and smoking probably represent the majority, but alcohol, air pollution, sedentary lifestyles, and diet certainly can contribute.
What types of cancer are most prevalent?
Well, that again varies by age. Fortunately, most cancers don't occur until the 60s or 70s, and we are making headway there. But the acknowledgement that cancers are occurring in younger people has led guidelines to recommend screening, both in breast cancer and colon cancer. The screening rates have dropped from 50 down to 45, and some patients even 40. I think that it's important for everybody to, number one, understand symptoms of cancer so they get early intervention with a doctor. That would be unintended weight loss, a lump in the neck, armpit, or groin. Any blood in the stool or any abdominal pain that increases over a period of weeks would be reasons to see your physician, I think. So I think that knowledge of the symptoms, but also knowing your family history. We know that up to 10% of cancers, and again, it varies by the type of cancer, but up to 10% might be related to an inherited gene. So it's really important to know your family history. And if you had a mother, or father, or aunt, or uncle with a colon cancer at a younger age, it'd be important to get tested for something called Lynch syndrome. Everyone knows about BRCA, BRCA genes, and testing, because those can lead to breast cancer and ovarian cancer. And Angelina Jolie made that made a lot of people aware of that. But what a lot of people don't know, though, is that an even more common genetic predisposition is called Lynch syndrome, L-Y-N-C-H. And that can lead to early diagnosis of colon cancer, gastric cancer, pancreas cancer, gallbladder, and even some rare cancers like bile duct cancers. And so people need to know their family history. And if there is a family history of cancer, they need to talk to their doctor about getting genetic testing done.
What about where you live? Does that impact the types of cancers we're seeing more of? For instance, in California, we spend a lot of time outdoors in the sun. Same in Florida. Are there more cases of, say, melanoma here and maybe a colon cancer in other parts of the country?
Yeah, so there are two edges of that. So one is certainly in the Sun Belt, there's increased risk of melanoma. And that's why sunscreens and wide-brimmed hats are so important. They can definitely decrease the risk, particularly for fair-skinned individuals. But I think we should not ignore the higher cancer rates in underserved communities that are near pollution and industrial areas where there's more pollution, more traffic, more trucks. That's a real problem for people.
When it comes to finding a cure, are you a half-full or half-empty type person?
You know, I've been in this business for nearly 50 years now, and I have to say 40 years I was half empty. I never thought I'd see a cure in my lifetime, but I think that we're on the verge of cures for many cancers that previously were considered uncurable. And a lot of the success there is related to the immune system and how we can manipulate the immune system to help us fight cancer. We're not there yet for most cancers, but I'm confident that we'll make some great strides in the next 10, 15 years.
All right, doctor. Appreciate your time and your insight. That is Dr. George A. Fisher, medical oncologist at the Stanford Cancer Center and American Cancer Society volunteer.